tapes of G.I. Joe and you're listening to Default Radio with Decoder and look, N-Series.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan?
What's wrong with you, Doc? Seriously. Christ, everybody. Default Radio. Episode 17. And it's not live, so just fucking don't get your hopes up about calling it. I'm not going to do the show live anymore. It's like what I said fucking five episodes ago. We've been doing it live since, right?
Right.
Well, I am Decoder. This is episode 17. Today's date, Friday, March 12th, 2004. And we made some changes to this show. We had to part ways with a guy known as Lucky 225 and Doug.
Yeah.
You want to kind of explain a little bit about that? Because a few people have been asking. I don't know.
We had our differences.
And some creative conflicts, I suppose. That's what you could call it.
Well, I heard that him and Emmanuel Goldstein want to do their own show, I guess. You know.
It's going to be called Off the Lucky.
Off the Lucky.
But anyway, we got back one of our original guest hosts that is now, I guess, the co-host. We forced it upon him without his consent. Didn't even tell him. But my man, Not Theory.
Yo, what's up?
He's on his television phone, voice over television.
Yeah. Voice over TV.
Voice over TV, everybody, you
awesome
know.
Voice.
That's the new shit that everybody's getting, I suppose.
Yep. That Decoder's jealous of.
No, I'm so jealous of, like, non-working technologies.
Yeah, man.
You know me. Can't get enough of that shit that fucking don't work right. But any fucking way. So there's no Lucky. Whatever. You know, Not Theory's back. We're probably going to fire you soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whatever. You know, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, it's really too bad we can't fire Doug. Because I've been wanting to do that since, like, day one.
I think we should all fire each other right now.
You want to just all fire each other?
Yeah.
How would that work? We just play dead air for the next 45 minutes?
No, fuck that. The stream goes dead, the webpage goes down, that's it.
And that's it?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Am I fired?
We get the best ratings ever.
Yeah, we probably would.
It'll be like the Truman Show when it goes off air.
Yeah, right?
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Shut the fuck up, Doug. You're fired.
You're fired.
You're out of here.
Fucking The Apprentice bullshit with the show, man.
That's what I feel like, man. I'm like the Donald. I'm just fucking canning people.
You gotta play the drop sound every time you fire somebody down.
Right. It's a little fucking dial tone thing. You're fired, fucking. Boom. Dropped. But anyway, yeah, we should start, like, the show or something.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know, but yeah, this is fucking Default Radio. Just like every week, it's just a goddamn mess, a catastrophe. You know, this is the new and unimproved version of Default Radio now that Lucky's gone. What's the opposite of improved?
It's a lot of words that have improved. None of which come to mind now because I'm a total moron.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not new and improved, that's for fucking sure.
It's old and deteriorated?
Well, new and deteriorated. New and devolved. I don't know. I don't know what it is. New and unimproved. But saying new and unimproved is kind of false advertising because then we're just acting like it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be worse. That's just my feeling, though. So. But anyway.
So you missed Lucky too, huh?
Yeah, I miss Lucky. I'm shedding a tear over here, man. Tell you the truth. Crying over Lucky.
Oh, God.
But anyway, there's one big thing in the news. I don't know if it's big to everybody else, but it's fucking big to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's, fucking, the House passes the indecency bill. You know what I'm talking about here, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
We're completely safe from everything now because of that bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All we need is rounded corners, and we're fucking good to go.
Hey, XP's got them. Everything else should.
Yeah, right. Fucking T. But anyway, that's the fucking news, man. Apparently, they had a fucking vote. I think it was like, I don't know, like 220-something at 22, which is fucking just great. You see what your elected officials are out there doing. Nothing. I'm surprised it was 22, not like the Patriot Act where it was fucking a million to one. One fucking guy, you know, I forgot his name. I should really know the guy's name who voted against the Patriot Act. He's an important person to know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe someone online could look that up for me, because I fucking truly don't know the guy's name. But, yeah, it was a 391-22, and the bill passed. And basically what it does is it gives the federal government the option, and, you know, it's always good to give the federal government more options, you know, on what to do. But it gives them the option of revoking a broadcaster's license if it committed 3 indecency violations, okay? Some good fucking iced tea. But anyway, so this is like some fucking 3-strikes-you're-out thing for indecency. And, you know, you got to use the word indecency in this situation in quotes. Because, like, who decides this? You know what I'm saying? Who decides what's indecent? Anybody know?
We the people.
No. Who's we the... No. The FC fucking C. That's it.
Of course.
Some unelected fucking... I don't even know who they are. The unelected motherfuckers... Federal Communications Commission. I don't care what the fuck you call them, but they're a bunch of idiots. But anyway, so they decide what's fucking indecent. They decide what's good for us. And that's, you know, I have a hard time making decisions myself, and I really don't know what's best for me. So it's good to know that there's unelected fucking commissions out there deciding that for me. I feel better. I sleep better at night knowing this, you know?
Yeah.
But also, yeah, fucking, in addition to this, revoking of their license with these 3 fucking indecent violations, the FCC would be required to address indecency complaints within 180 days. Okay, so now we're putting some restrictions on them. Well, you got to do this in fucking 6 months or else. 180 fucking days. But yeah, the other thing is that it puts a, instead of, what was the old fucking fine? $22,000 or some bullshit?
Yeah, it's either $17,000 or $22,000.
Yeah, well, the new fine's half a mil. Okay? And this isn't half a mil per violation. This is per broadcaster. So let's say somebody like Howard Stern, who I'm going to mention a little later. But somebody like Howard Stern, right? He gets on a show tomorrow morning and says, well, it's Friday now. I'm sorry. This is pre-recorded. Fucking. He gets on a show and he says, fuck the FCC. Well, there's his one violation, right? $500,000, right? Yeah. Per broadcaster. So if he's carried on, I don't know, let's say he's, you know, because he's syndicated, 25 different stations, let's say. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, companies, because they own more than one station. That's 25 times, $12.5 million, not half a mil. You know, so this is, it's looking pretty bad. Howard Stern actually on Wednesday threatened to resign if this bill passed. So, I don't know. This is being streamed on Friday evening, so you guys all know what happened this morning, I suppose. You know what I'm saying? And we, back in the past here, fucking, we'll see, you know? I just think this is a lot of bullshit. I really do. Especially, somebody like me, who I can't go one sentence without saying something. Huh?
He's a loud mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you goddamn idiot.
Well, do you guys happen to have any idea what the FCC does with this half a million?
Oh, you know what they probably do? They probably, and this is what I'm thinking, what they probably do is they buy, like, really high-tech radio-controlled butt plugs, and they shove them up their fucking asses, and then they have, like, each other control it. That's what I'm thinking, like, you know, those vibrating ones.
That's pretty hot.
That's what I'm thinking
that's
they
did. That's what they got after Janet Jackson's blue, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, all this, mind you, because of some 50-year-old fucking woman's saggy-ass tit.
Yeah.
All this for that. You know, I just, I think it's fucking ridiculous, but, you know, I got this article in front of me, I don't know where I got it, off of some fucking website, it's not, there's no author of it, so I'm just going to read a little bit of this without crediting the person who wrote it, because he obviously didn't want to take credit, but, yeah, I guess all that, here you go, the Senate, which is considering its own bill, currently in committee, could approve its own version or adopt the House version. All right, well, thanks for fucking stating the fucking... something we already know, Captain fucking obvious. They could do this or that. They could fucking do that. Fuck them. Yeah. Now, here you go. And while FCC Chairman, your best friend, Michael Powell, has agreed with lawmakers that airing of quote-unquote indecent material is not a problem, he said that this week he's worried about weighing down the measures to resolve the issue to the point where they become unmovable. According to Reuters, Powell told reporters this week that there are, here's his quote, there are a number of things that give me pause. Things like three strikes and you're out. I think it's an understandable idea. But when you think it through, I can imagine scenarios where it can be more problematic than not. Yeah, because you know what that means? It means they're going to have to actually do some fucking work. The more work for them, they get pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Fucking idiots, man. So this is your elected officials doing this to you, you know? And you know what my solution to this is, right now, Theory? Wait, your phone, your TV phone broke up there. Move to where?
I said move to Canada.
Move to Canada? Ah, they got the same bullshit there, probably. I don't even think they don't even show, like, the cover of nudie magazines up there and shit. You get different versions. Don't you? They're, like, censored. Like Penthouse and shit.
Really?
Yeah, in Canada? Yeah, bro.
Oh, wow.
Well, they got all sorts of indecency laws. Well, you don't want to move there.
I didn't want to research the federal laws yet.
Well, all I'm saying is that, yeah, you got some good laws. You give and take when you move to Canada. Well, my solution is, like, some sort of, like, violent insurrection. Do you think that would work?
I guess it depends how violent you get.
Well, I could get real violent.
Yeah, but you could also get really shot, too.
Well, I don't care.
It's going to end your violence right there.
Well, if I cared about life or death, life and death, you know, I wouldn't be here. That doesn't make a difference to me. But I don't know. You know, my actual, my real solution to this is don't fucking vote. Refuse, resist, don't fucking vote. Everybody's going to tell you, oh, you know how you fix this? You go and vote new people. And no, because you fucking idiots can't vote the right people in. No matter who you vote for, you're going to get an idiot. That's it. It's an old Irish fucking proverb that no matter who you vote for, you still get the government. So you know what? Don't vote. And if you really, really want to just show up there and put your fucking ballot in, just leave it fucking blank. You know what I'm saying? That might show them something. Imagine that. They get like half a million blank ballots.
You could write Decoder in, too. Decoder for president.
Yeah, you could vote for me. You know what I would do? I'd just fucking dissolve the government.
As the president, you would dissolve the government. I don't know if you can really do that.
Oh, I would. I would. I would just get rid of it. I would make myself supreme overlord. That would be the first thing. Yeah, you can, actually, because there's these... now I can't. It's right in the tip of my tongue. Now that I'm on the spot, I can't fucking think of it. Executive orders. That's the key right there. Executive orders. You don't need anybody to do anything with these. You're the president. You just sign them. You just make them up and sign them. Executive orders. You know what I'm saying? That would be my first executive order. I'm the overlord. No government anymore. And I'll just roam the land fucking telling people that they're idiots. I'll have, like, some sort of death squad with me, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, that's an interesting idea. I don't know too much about executive orders. I was thinking if you got into the White House, the first thing you could do is just attack some other country that's really powerful, like England, and see what they do back. That'll definitely fuck the government up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Well, you know, I've always been of the frame of mind that you don't want to have, like, a revolution, you know what I'm saying? Because that just attracts too much attention. They'll just call you a terrorist and, you know, the whole country be against you. You don't want to hit it that hard. What you want to do is you want to do it subtly, you know? And if enough people do it subtly, yeah, it'll take time, but it'll fall on its own, you know?
I see.
But I'm still thinking executive orders. Yeah, if I was president, executive order. There's all sorts of loopholes. Like what if the idiots of this country, I'm not even calling them people, I don't count them as people, you know what I'm saying? They're one step away from being back to apes. I don't fucking, come on. But one thing is, what happened if the people decided to vote that they don't want to have the right to vote anymore? As long as the majority passes it, right? Somebody fucking proposes that?
Oh, but the people can't vote for laws, though. People can only vote for, officials and shit.
Well, the officials can decide it.
Yeah, the officials would have to decide it.
And the people would have to vote them in.
Right.
And look who the people voted in. Look at the House of Representatives, 391 to 22. So only 22 people with fucking brains?
And surprisingly, I think 20 of them were Democrat, but 2 of them were Republican.
Well, I don't know. Democrat, Republican is the same thing to me.
Well, no. For the most part, yeah, but you're right. But there are some differences.
Yeah, well, they want to pretend they're different. It's all about pretending. Now, what was that? What's that one guy's name from Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Let me go quick.
Something Pitts?
Yeah. This guy, I was reading an article online, and they were talking about how all this sprouted from, the Janet Jackson thing, and it was all a response to the Janet Jackson pit on being whatever. And Republican Joseph Pitts from Pennsylvania said that he was tired of hearing parents tell me how they have to cover their children's ears. Now, just let me point out the obvious, that if you don't see Janet Jackson's tits, you don't want to cover up your ears, because it's not going to do you any fucking good.
Yeah, right? Covering up your ears really ain't going to help the situation about what you're fucking seeing with your eyes.
And if your constituents are writing you and saying that, you know, I was covering my child's ears, but they can still see Janet Jackson's tit, throw their letter away.
Yeah, well, hey, this guy's an idiot because he's actually paying attention to this.
Yep.
So the people have spoken then, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Maybe these 391 people that voted got all sorts of letters saying we don't want our kids to see it. You know what you could fucking do? I don't know. Let's see. Change a channel. Failing that, turn the fucking TV set off completely. Failing that, don't even have a fucking TV. Or maybe, I don't know, fucking call me crazy. You know, but maybe, I don't know, watch your fucking kids, be a parent to them.
Yep, and then you know what parents always complain? They say, I can't my kids 24 hours a day, and they may see it somewhere else. Well, hey, guess what? That's fucking life. There's some shit that I don't want to see.
Me too. I see a lot of shit, too, like fucking this on the news, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or I go to the beach and I see fat chicks in bikinis. I don't want to see that. It's part of life.
You have to, you know. You want to live in a bubble? Live in a bubble. Go right ahead. It's your God-given right. Apparently, no, not in America, though.
Yeah, everyone's got to extend their bubble. They've got a sphere of influence that ruins everybody else's life. That's crazy.
Exactly. So that's their pursuit of happiness, is to ruin others' happiness. Well, you know fucking what? Fuck them. If you vote, fuck you. Because look who you voted for. You ruined it. Fuck that. Don't vote. That's all I'm going to say. Don't fucking vote, because these are the people we got. You're not going to change it. There's going to be an idiot there, no matter who you vote for. It's just fucking, it's goddamn disgusting. And all the people out there that fucking, you say, I live in America, it's great, we have freedom. No, you fucking don't. You're lying to yourself. Either you're lying to yourself or you're dumb enough to believe a lie. One or the other. So if I were you, I'd rather admit that I was lying to myself rather than I'm an idiot. Nothing wrong with being, you know, delusional.
Well, it's not a fucking police state just yet.
Oh, really? I think that it is. I think that they're just pretending that it's not, which is a really fucking, that's like the best way to do it. It's genius, if you ask me. Have a police statement. Say it isn't. And deny it, like, at every fucking step of the way, even though it's obvious.
I don't know. Nobody's come and yoked me out of my apartment and fucking thrown me in jail for no reason yet.
It'll happen eventually. Give it time.
Oh, no. Once it happens, dude, I will definitely call you up, call you up on the bridge and say, listen, I'm in jail. I got arrested for nothing. There is a police state.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Till then,
you wouldn't make a phone. You wouldn't be able to make a phone call, goddammit.
Yeah, dude, of course I will.
You wouldn't get that.
Dude, I'll fucking... I'll own the jail.
Beige box. Well, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck the goddamn government. That's all I gotta say about this. They wanna fucking pass this shit. I hope Howard Stern fucking resigned. I hope he did. We don't know. We'll see. You guys know already. Listen to this on Friday. You know, well, on to fucking better things, because I don't really... Like, I don't really want to get too into this, because I'll just start fucking yelling for an hour if I get too into it. I'm pissed off. I'm so pissed off that I'm, like, calm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, I hear you.
And my phone's fucking up because I broke the fucking cord today.
Anyway. Goddamn copper lines.
Yeah. Fuck you with your goddamn voiceover TV.
You love it.
Yeah, sure. Your A&I comes in as Channel 5.
Hey, that's fine by me.
Yep. I know what you're watching, baby. I know what you're watching. Watching WB.
My housemates watch TV. I don't really watch it too much.
Yeah, me fucking neither. You know what I'm saying?
Everything on TV fucking sucks.
Except for American Idol.
Excellent.
My favorite show. No.
Dude, I was just about to hang up.
It's a good show.
No, I've seen some stuff on Tech TV that's okay. The Hitler Channel every once in a while is okay.
Yeah, the Hitler Channel in moderation.
Oh, of course. You can't have too much Hitler.
Yeah.
And in case anybody doesn't fucking know, and in case anybody's playing stupid and says, what the hell is the Hitler Channel? It's the History Channel, because every time I turn it on, there's fucking Hitler, and there's fucking everybody's dying, and that's what's
just Hitler. You know what I used to like to do when I used to be a big drug addict? What I would do is I would turn on the History Channel, and if they were showing some, like, black and white footage of war with, like, planes getting shot out of the air and bombs going off and shit,
mm-hmm.
I would turn it down, I would mute the TV, and I'd put some, like, Ministry in or something real fucking loud and just sit there and watch that. It was awesome.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. The Hitler Channel was great. It's nothing but Hitler. I was watching a show, like, a couple of years ago. This is my, like, I remember this so vividly to this day because it was just amazing. Fucking, I was watching the show. It was on medieval weaponry, right? And I'm thinking to myself, man, I haven't seen Hitler in a solid 20 minutes. And all of a sudden, I swear to God, that on this fucking show, they started talking about some weapons, and they were like, which was the precursor for, and all of a sudden they show Hitler for some one of his weapons.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, he just had to sneak Hitler in a show about medieval fucking weaponry. Could have been a show about cats. They'd be like, Hitler had a cat, too. They just had to sneak it in on the Hitler channel. So apparently the only, like, the biggest thing that went on in the past 100 years was Hitler. Well, okay, history, Hitler, whatever.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay,
yeah,
all that. Let's get into some sort of telecom-related crap. Actually, you know what I forgot to do?
What?
I'm a fucking moron. I forgot to read the emails. We got a couple of emails, actually. One of them is from Mr. Dual Parallel. And it reads, here's a phone card for everyone. It's an Albertsons MCI card that won't work without Annie. So apparently, you can't opt-divert to the 8. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? But I'm going to drop the card number right now on the pen. So everybody, like, fucking get your pens or some bullshit. The number is 800-318-7105. And the PIN number is 99200-86800. So once again, 800-318-7105 is the access number, and the PIN is 99200-86800. Now, it also says that Dual says that you can't even call customer service, which is 800-721-4336, if you divert. You have to even call customer service direct. They want to know who the fuck you are.
Does he mention what happens if you out there break
it? It probably depends on on the AT&T network in your area. He doesn't mention what happens, but I would imagine you'd either get a reorder or some sort of error message. And the error message would never let you know that you can't reach it off diverting. It'll just say, like, you know, this number's disconnected or some bullshit.
Hmm.
Or usually, like, cannot be completed as dialed, or you called to not go through, or some horseshit like that. So there you go. There's the fucking card number from Duel. So everybody uses that. Thank Duel. And he writes some more stuff. Next, Lowe's has some great Bell South phone cards that let you call toll-free numbers and use ## for multiple calls. They're also in the smallest denomination I've yet to find, 30 minutes for $2.47. So if you got a Lowe's near you, drop by. Pick up a few Bell South phone cards.
Cool.
Oh, man. So big shouts to Duel for the phone card, definitely. Also got an email from G.I. Joe, and this confused the fuck out of me. Where the fuck is it? All right, and he says some of his original email was edited because we talked about an F-16, so. We're already responding to email before we even get it. That's how fucking good we are at default, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking amazing. But this is from G.I. Joe. And he says, I was on the phone dialing in Pulse with a Pac Bell phone, and I heard a faint ringing. After a second, I realized it was the WE, Western Electric, of course, 2500 ringing in the other room. It did not sync up. If I dialed an 8, it would quickly ring like 5 times, or ring 3 times if I dialed a 5, and wouldn't ring at all for 1. Growing up with touch tones, I don't understand fully. Is this normal? Now, I don't think it is. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, there is, I've heard about this before, and I forget, there's a technical term for it.
Oh, it's a good thing you're here.
When the phone rings and it wants to pulse down, you're supposed to be a circuit and you know, just, you know, stop it from doing that. But there is a technical term for it, and I'm sure I could look it up in all the crap that I've got. But yes, it happens, but no, it's not supposed to.
It's not supposed to, okay. It's some sort of problem,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, either the phone is missing that circuit or the circuit is just not working.
Which phone? The phone that he's dialing in Pulse or the WE that he got in the other room?
The one in the other room.
Ah, it's the WE 2500 in the other room.
Right.
Oh, so it's ringing for some reason with these pulses going
yeah,
down the
it's
line.
Seeing, yeah, it's seeing as the line is clicking, as it being like, you know, partial rings.
Ah, I see.
So
oh, that's really
to be
interesting.
A circuit. There's supposed to be like a filter that's supposed to make sure that it doesn't pick up those really short clicks.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not working. I'll look up the technical term for it, and I guess somebody will post it in the show notes. If there ever are show notes again, I don't know who does those.
Nick at E4.
Well, there you go. Then
there you go.
Look it up and email him.
So there you go, G.I. Joe. There's something wrong with your 2500.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never experienced that. I got a 500 hooked up in the other room, and it doesn't do that. I dial Pulse a lot. Because, you know, you don't want people intercepting your TTMS.
Right.
Yeah, man. You don't want this happening, man. They could just be clipped onto your line with their lead butt set and catching your DTMF and just decoding that shit and being like, ah, I'm going to call this person's friends. Never know, man. Never fucking know. Man, I'm all sorts of fucked up today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I really don't. Oh, yeah. This is fucking default radio, I think. Are we still doing the show? Are we still being recorded? I heard, like, Doug's line drop, like, 45 minutes ago.
I believe so.
Whatever.
Oh, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me just, got a really fucking stupid name. Okay, this is from a very old text file, so maybe it's complete bullshit, but I've read this in many places and whatever. I tend to believe it because I'm a fuck idiot. Another problem with pulse dialing is that it produces high voltage spikes that make loud clicks in the earpiece and cause the bell to tinkle. And they say the anti-tinkle circuit puts a 340-ohm resistor across the ringing circuit, which prevents the high voltage spikes from interfering with the bell. So, yeah, your phone is tinkling.
So go to if your phone's tinkling. Go to the Rat Shack. Get a fucking
340 ohm resistor and put it across the bell.
That's
the exact configuration. I don't know. Maybe play with it. As simple as it sounds, but whatever. So, yes, it shouldn't do that.
What does one of those cost, like 12 cents?
340-ohm resistor at Radio Shack is probably 25 cents. If you buy them in bulk, they're probably a tenth of a cent.
Well, you only need one.
Yeah, of course.
You know, 12,000 of them for a tenth of a cent a piece.
You never know how many Western Electric phones he's got. He may have a million of them.
Set up his own call center.
Yeah, man.
I'm WE500s. That would be a very non-productive call center.
I think he's actually got a Western Electric on a VoIP line. Which
really?
I think is just fucking hilarious. Yeah, I think so.
Craziness.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you can pulse dial on packet 8. How cool is that?
Can you?
Yeah, I believe so.
You liar.
No, I'm just fucking around. Actually, you can pulse dial on asterisk, and it'll translate to DTMF.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Forget about that shit.
I hear you. Yeah, you were telling me that before. I remember that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, back to the show, and that's where our personal conversation here.
Dude, it's about telecom, okay?
No, our show's not about telecom anymore. I don't know if you've been around.
Oh, right.
Show's never been about telecom. Man, I'm fucking dying here. I think I'm getting sick. I was sick like a week ago, too. This fucking sucks. Yeah. Maybe we need to rehire Lucky. You suck.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I got another thing here. I don't know. This is pretty interesting. I saw
nobody
a lot.
Cares.
I saw. Yeah, I know nobody cares. But this is a fucking story I came across on the Bloomberg Newswire. And of course, you know, Bloomberg being the mayor of New York City, he got his own news that he makes up across the Newswire. Fucking Mayor Bloomberg is 100% approval rating. But anyway, this article is by some bitch named Susan Decker. Yeah. And the name of this fucking article is Lawsuits Aim to Slam Spammers.
Oh, God.
Four top U.S. internet providers take legal step under new law. Now, check this out. This is actually pretty interesting. Check this out. Microsoft, Time Warner's AOL, Yahoo and Earthlink, the four largest U.S. internet mail providers, sued hundreds of bulk email senders under a new U.S. law designed to curb spam. Well, I don't even want that shit on the curb. I don't want it anywhere. Fucking the six suits in California, Georgia, Virginia, and Washington State are the first filed under the CAN Spam Act.
Oh, God.
And that's CAN-SPAM Act. I didn't even know about this. You knew there was a CAN Spam Act?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Somebody told me that it makes it actually easier for people to spam.
Well, just like everything else, man. It's always under the Bush administration they come up with these things. The last Bush administration, there was all sorts of laws that made it easier to do what they were supposed to prevent. They always do that.
Call registry, how it doesn't apply to politicians. That's just great.
This is like all this fuck. These are the people you voted for. But anyway, I shouldn't talk bad about the CAN Spam Act unless I fucking read it. Wait, CAN Spam? Like, canned spam.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, that company's just going to be suing up a storm. They're already trying to sue. Who are they going to sue? Everyone? Anyway.
The U.S. government. Perfect.
Who, spam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who makes that?
I think Hormel makes spam.
Does Hormel make spam? I was always wondering about that. I think they do, as a matter of fact.
Well,
Hormel doesn't like you calling it spam. Call it something else.
I'm a fountain of fucking useless knowledge tonight.
Hormel. Make sure that's in the show notes, I guess.
Hormel makes spam and anti-tinkle circuits.
Does Hormel make the anti-tinkle circuits?
Out of spam yet? Oh,
man. Anyway. Have you ever eaten spam in your life?
Somebody told me I did once, but I don't think I did.
I have once. I was at somebody's house, and they were cooking up eggs. And they were, like, putting these little chunks of spam in there. And I'd never eaten it before, and I'm the type of person that just, you know, I'll try anything once. And, yeah, I tried it once and would never again.
What are you talking about? Spam is great.
Well, I just don't have the desire to eat, like, processed meat in a can. I'm sorry.
A crappy food, you mean?
I don't have the desire. I'm sorry. But anyway, the CAN Spam Act, which took effect January 1st, I suppose of this year, maybe this person should clarify that, the company said at a news conference in Washington, The suits target spammers who send hundreds of millions of unsolicited emails peddling such products as virility pills. Now, they don't want to use the word Viagra, but they use the word spam. Anyway, cheap loans and pornography. No, not pornography. And this is the quote. We're trying to hit the biggest, the baddest, and the most notorious, AOL General Counsel Randall Bowe said at the news conference. The suits are the fruit of our efforts to ID the spammers, track them down, and sue them. Track them down and do something else. The next step will be to put them out of business. That's the next step? I think fucking identifying them, tracking them down, and suing them would, like, cause them to be put out of business, don't you think?
Yeah, or whatever.
What were the figures that Captain Crunch was giving us?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Shit.
Was that on Default 10? Captain Crunch was giving us some figures, like 0.1% of people fucking actually click that shit.
No, we never used that much of that on episode 10.
Ah, man. Well, something. Captain Crunch was telling us something about this.
We'll play it on episode 5.0 beta.
All right, maybe. All right, yeah, yeah, do that. Play it on 5.0 beta. Which we'll talk about at the end of the show. The explosion of unwanted messages has become a major expense for the businesses and a source of annoyance for internet users. Well, yeah, I can attest to that. I fucking hate spam. U.S. companies spent $785 million last year to block spam, protect their networks from viruses, according to research firm Gartner, Inc. in Stamford, Connecticut. $785 million, man. That's a fucking lot of money.
Yeah, but that's a fucking bullshit number, because they say to guard them from spam and block viruses. Like, if you can't separate the two, then it's completely useless.
That's true. You're right.
So,
I was just going to say, like, I bet you the spammers all put together don't make $785 million fucking doing what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Some 62% of all internet mail was identified as spam in February, up from 45% in March 2003, according to Brightmail, which develops anti-spam technology. Well, of course, the fucking people who develop the goddamn anti-spam technology are going to be like, 98.9% of it is spam. You better buy our shit.
Yep, fear marketing.
Yeah, great. The spammers are identified through the companies whose products are being offered and, quote, following the money, said Microsoft Deputy General Counsel Nancy Anderson. Yeah, well, thanks, once again, another fucking Captain Obvious, number two, by saying that they're identified by the companies that are selling the shit. Yeah, good job. Fucking idiots. Fucking, that's some detective work right there, fucking Deputy General Counsel Nancy Anderson. The targets of the lawsuits are accused of falsifying return email addresses, sending spam through third-party computers to disguise the origin of the messages, and failing to provide... Wait, I lost my fucking place. And doing something else. Oh, failing to provide electronic unsubscribe options. Even if they had them, would you click that?
Hell no.
Yeah, so who cares? That's not a big deal that they don't have the unsubscribe thing. I have, like, a delete button. Anyway, all in violation of the canned spam law. Oh, no. Here's another quote. Spammers have been trying to squeeze the last little bit of profit out of this business model, and it's getting harder and harder for them, said Paul Judge, chief technology officer with closely held Cipher Trust, Inc. of Atlanta, which filters email from more than 800 companies, including Ingersoll Rand and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp., or, you know, of course, the FDIC. You know who Ingersoll Rand is?
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're a big oil company, actually. They have a lot to do with a lot of things, such as, like, wars in Iraq and other stuff.
Cool.
I don't know why anybody cares that they have fucking spam. Fuck them. The lawsuits are going to make it more costly to run these operations, he said. Yeah, I bet. No shit, really? I think it was going to make them more money to sue them. Fucking idiots. Skeptics say the law doesn't go far enough in stopping pernicious spammers. That's the first time, I think, in like the past 28 years in the printed word that somebody's used the word pernicious. I'm serious, man. These fucking...
Yeah, dude, I've never even heard it before.
These writers have, like, they're, like, run out of words, I think. They just want to, like, seem, like, smart. I hate that.
They
shit.
Just go to Kaplan's SAT class and just write down all the words.
Yeah, I hate when people try to seem smart with these fucking big words. I just really don't like it. Fucking just like on the what episode was that, Doug, with the when I got the email from fucking Foxeo. When I was using my ANI spoofing for insalubrious purposes. The first thing I thought of, not theory? Maybe you could tell me what the first thing I thought of with that was.
That the person's a complete moron?
No, with the word insalubrious. Besides the fact that the person was a complete moron.
Oh, what you thought the word meant?
No. I knew what it meant. You don't know the first thing that popped in my head when I read that word?
No idea.
The scanting the insalubrious? You don't remember this stuff, man?
No.
You're on your computer right now?
I'm near it. Why? What do you want me to look up?
Go to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Type in quotes. Descanting the insalubrious. Would you like me to spell that?
No, I think I can figure it out.
Okay. Let's see what you come up with. I'll continue reading this. The biggest spammers have faced numerous lawsuits, and they're still spamming, said Ray Everett Church, chief privacy officer of the consulting firm E-Privacy Group. When one of them dies, another assumes the throne. You can't sue spammers fast enough to have a real impact in your mailbox. Wow. Great.
I found which one of me to look for, and I'll tell you the reason why I've never heard it before. It's because I never listened to Carcass.
Oh, you never listened to Carcass? Really?
No, I've only heard like 2 songs from them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. Well, they started to suck with like Hard Work and shit like that. But, yeah, the scanty the insalubrious, man.
That's
fucking Carcass.
Awesome, dude. I never knew that.
Carcass.
Hot shit.
So anybody, you know, they want to know stuff about insalubrious shit, go listen to Carcass.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon.com.
That's it. What are you giving commercials for Amazon.com on my fucking radio show?
Dude, it's the fucking first link that came up. It's like, buy this from Amazon.com.
That's the first link. Go buy it at a local record store where, like, some guy's, like, blowing lines behind the counter. That's where you want to buy it.
No way, dude. Got to definitely buy it online.
How about downloading
it? Megacorps. Oh, my God. That's illegal.
What, downloading it? Well, fuck Carcass.
I really even find that shit.
You don't think so?
I don't think
Doug. So. Doug. He's not fucking here. I was going to tell him to go, like, get it off, like, Kazaa.
No, usually I have pretty good luck finding stuff, but not stuff like that.
You don't think Yeah, you know what? Yeah. A couple of episodes ago, we wanted to use some Sepultura from the first 2 albums.
Yeah.
We couldn't find shit. The
only
thing that came
up
with
find it.
Sepultura was Chaos AD, that's it.
Yeah, you'll find fucking songs like Rada Mahata and fucking Biotech is Godzilla, and that's it.
Yep. So I guess maybe you won't be able to find Carcass descanting the insulubrious on Kazaa.
I would be really impressed if you did.
Maybe you do have to get it on Amazon.com. Anyway. Hey, if anybody out there has Carcass descanting the insalubrious, fucking go put it somewhere so everybody can download it and listen and love it, fall in love with it all over again. the haunting sounds of Carcass. Anyway.
Shit.
Not to get off track on Carcass. Anyway. The suits were filed in the states in which the companies are based. It's like, well, really? No shit.
No.
I thought they were going to be filed in Croatia, where the spammers are from. Microsoft is based in Redmond, Washington. Yahoo in Sunnyvale, California, which I might be moving there. Earthlink in Atlanta, and AOL in Dulles, Virginia. Dulles? Is Dulles, Virginia named after fucking Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles?
I have no fucking idea. Wait, why the fuck are you moving to Sunnyvale?
Oh, I'm moving to Sunnyvale, baby.
Conversation now?
Moving to Sunnyvale, baby. It's great. I'm going to work for Yahoo. I'm going to be the guy that deletes fucking accounts with, like, the word pussy in it or some shit. Since you can't use fuck. And you can't even use fuck as your name. I set up an email account, and I wanted my name to be first name fuck, last name you. No good. The best was the error that came up. It said that name is already taken. It's like, what? I can't take the first name?
Yeah.
And it just was the first name. It's like, if my name was John, I'm fucked. That name's already taken. That can't be your name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, the law controlling the assault of... What the fuck? That's a law? Oh, my God. Get this. The law, capital, controlling the assault of non-solicited pornography and marketing act of 2003.
Yeah, man.
Fucking kill myself, man.
Dude, that's the thing. What is it with the fucking government. They make everything into an acronym now. It's retarded.
I thought the Patriot Act was bad enough, but now CAN-SPAM stands for Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing Act. Then how could they call it the CAN-SPAM Act? Isn't that the Control of Assault, Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing Act? Act?
I don't know.
It is. No, you do know. It is. I'm going to fucking kill myself. Can you hold on for... You want to finish the show? Because I'm about to go, like, slit my wrist now.
Oh, man. We could just end it on a dial tone, then.
This is just fucking...
You got to... No, you got to... Dude, it's radio. You can't slit your wrists on radio. You got to make it loud. You got to shoot yourself.
You... I already fucking tried this. The telephone does not have... you'll just hear static, pretty much.
Yeah.
You won't hear the gunshot. The report of a gunshot
is... You are. No, if you're far enough away, you'll hear something that doesn't sound like static, but it's not going to sound good.
How far away? What are you going to do? Like, put my phone down and, like, go, like, down the block?
Dude, fucking walk into the next room.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
Anyway, yeah.
In any case, we don't need to talk about killing yourself on the show anymore.
Okay. So, yeah, the law controlling the assault of non-solicited pornography and marketing act of 2003, which I'm surprised I was able to say without laughing, increased the penalties and set additional limits on bulk emails. The law allows...
Hold on. Increase them from what?
Increase the penalties? I don't know. From no penalties to a penalty, probably.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. The law allows email service providers to seek damages of $25 and $100 for each piece of spam.
That's going to work.
I'm glad that the author explained, like, what the difference would be between the $25 fucking damage and the $100 damage, like what you would need. What if it has pornography, it's $100, and if the $25, if it doesn't, it's $25? Maybe that guy should have explained it. Even though I don't think that's correct, I'm guessing it is. Anyway.
Maybe they have just a spinner that goes between $25 and $100, and they just choose randomly.
True. True. Because it doesn't say between $25 and $100. It just says of $25 and $100. So I don't think there's going to be a $30 or $40 or $70 fine. Just $25 and $100. I bet you it has to do with porn. I bet you. I bet you any amount of money.
Probably.
I bet you $25 and $100 that it has to do with porn.
No, I believe you.
Anyway, even though I don't know, the writer could have put it in there. At least I would have been sure about myself rather than having a fucking give an educated guess. Anyway, yeah, so there's your CAN-SPAM Act stands for fucking Controlling the Assault of Non-Fucking-Sexy Pornography and Marketing Act. Great. Yeah, because, you know, anytime you sign up for one of those porn mailing lists, they're like, yeah, we'll send you a picture every day. They send you, like, the worst picture they ever fucking took.
We got porn spam once, remember?
It's like a picture of some bitch's fucking knee. Send you the worst ones, man. I never signed up for one of those mailing lists again. Anyway.
Remember when that guy sent us Paris Hilton?
Oh, yeah. Fuck him. Fuck that guy again. Whatever his name was.
That was also on episode 5 beta.
That was episode 5 beta? Yeah, we gotta release
talk
that.
About it.
We have to release
you're
that.
You were pissed off because you thought it was like a free login and it wasn't.
What an asshole that guy was. Yeah, you'll hear that all on episode 5 beta when that gets released. You know about that episode? Not Theory?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. You weren't there, were you?
No.
Who was there, Doug?
You and that one guy, Lucky. Me, Cursed, Mattis, and Whitefoot.
Oh, yeah, Cursed was there. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 5 beta that we didn't fucking release because we just decided to do it live for I don't remember why.
Because I don't think we actually liked that show to be official. And we got Briscoe TiVo, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. So, I don't know, spam. Fucking, yeah, they're going to charge him $25 to send it now.
Cool.
Yep. Better than, I guess, they got to do something rather than make you pay to send email.
Why doesn't the FCC take care of this?
I know. They're busy worrying about Deanna Jackson's nipple. Why don't they take care of this? This is communications. It's fucking email. Right?
Yep.
Yeah,
but it's not broadcast, so they don't care.
Broadcast over the interweb.
Neither is voice over IP.
Yeah, right. Any fucking way. Is that it? Is that all we got to say about spam? If you want to know more about spam, talk to Captain Crunch. He'll tell you.
Good.
He'll speak to you for hours about it.
Yeah, fuck spam. Spam sucks.
I don't get much of it except for except addressed to my forwards. That's it. The only time I get spam. All my other Yahoo boxes where it's just the fucking at yahoo.com, they don't get any spam. But then again, I don't go advertising my email address everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The only completely...
Well,
the only 100% unsolicited mail I get is to the forwards. That's it.
Yeah, because your forwards are out there, but your actual Yahoo mailbox isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know that my at canada.com gets spam all the time, and I never fucking advertise that anywhere.
Well, did you see that site, man? I saw it. So there's advertisements everywhere. It's because they probably sell your email address and stuff.
I never go to that site. I go to canada.com/members/login.html. I don't have to see anything.
Yeah, I saw that site, though, and I was just looking at it. I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah, they probably do sell it. Anyway. Yeah, so that's fucking spam. Nobody likes it. They got the Canned Spam Act. Great. I don't know.
For more information on spam, send spam to lucky225@.
Yeah, for more information on spam, put lucky225@2600.com on your fucking anytime they ask you for your email address. That's fucked up. Maybe we should cut that part out. Anyway. Yeah. Well, hey, Natu, did you hear about this?
What?
That fucking wireless internet wants its own name structure?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Okay, well, I actually just saw this fucking today. Came as a surprise to me because it sounds kind of stupid. But this is an article by this guy, Brad Smith, which I might change my name to legally. Brad Smith. And this is a wireless-seeking own internet name structure. Mobile internet sites of the future. Oh, this is of the future. I should have read this. Likely will have their own domain names, much like the .com and .net names everyone is used. What? Oh, everyone is used to for the wired internet. Wow, I can't read. Nine companies spanning the mobile computing and internet world announced plans today to create a new naming structure just for mobile sites. What do you think about that?
It sounds fucking stupid.
Yeah. It sounds stupid to me, too. But I'll read on. The nine companies, which I guess like are unnamed or something, you know what I'm saying? No, he'll name them later, actually. The nine companies plan to submit their proposal next Monday to the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. All these fucking acronyms, man. If the plan is approved, which could take 6 months, a new registry company will be set up to handle the mobile naming structure and sell the names. What the naming structure will be hasn't been decided, but if it falls under the general heading of a mobile top level domain, and can turn out to be a .mobile or something else. Domains could wind up being something like yourcompany.mobile. Does that sound stupid or what?
That is really fucking dumb.
You know it's going to be like .mob, short for mobile. That would be kind of awesome.
So I don't get it. These are like websites for your cell phone or something, so you can go to like cnn.mobile and get CNN on your phone. Is that what they're talking about? Or what?
This writer really doesn't write that well, so I don't know.
Because they already have that. You go to, like, wap.cnn.com or wml.cnn.com.
Well, they want their own goddamn extension. Is that too much to ask?
The only reason for another top-level domain is to collect more money from registrations.
Exactly. Because people are going to want a .mobile. And like I said, they're going to call it something cool, like .mob. And everybody's going to want one, right?
All
right,
yeah. If they called it .mob, that would be cool.
Okay, so there you go. The initial investors, now he's going to finally name, like, these companies. He should have before. I hate people who can't write. The initial investors in this effort include three carriers. Three, I don't know what that is, obviously the name of some sort of wireless phone company. Three, Orange, big in the UK, and Vodafone, another UK, plus the GSM Association, HP, Microsoft, Nokia, Samsung Electronics, and Sun Microsystems. Now here's a name that I'm going to have to pronounce. Pertti Korhonen, senior vice president and CTO of Nokia said other companies are being invited to join the initiative. They're being invited. They're sending out formal fucking invitations. The registry company will be set up in Ireland with a small staff and will be a for-profit company. Korhonen said having a separate naming structure for mobile domains will let users know that the site they are going to has been optimized and is intended for use on a mobile device and network. It also will make... Never mind. It also will make wireless optimized sites easier to find. No, it won't. Anyway. The creation, here's a quote for you, the creation of a mobile top-level domain would allow consumers to access the Internet in very different mobility scenarios. Whether the access is provided by a mobile operator, internet service provider, or various gateway devices at home or enterprise, Korhonen said in a statement. Brian Arbogast, vice president of Microsoft's MSN communications platform, said the initiative would bring together internet technologies scaled for mobile usage, providing, quote, the ease of use and efficiency that will significantly fuel mobile internet usage. Assuming ICANN... Yeah, right. I know, this is like, I'm trying not to laugh. Assuming ICANN approves the initiative, Alan Harper, Vodafone's group strategy director, said the first... He's the only person's name I could pronounce. Said the first mobile domains likely would be issued in the second half of 2005. Domain names will be sold to corporations as well as individuals. Okay, wow. A completely fucking useless sentence at the end of that article.
Yeah. Well, the whole fucking thing is completely useless. They say, oh, it's going to enable all these things and make life so fucking...
It's not going to do anything. It's just going to be called dot mobile.
Dude, it's not going to... Yeah, it's not going to enable shit. All DNS does is translate a fucking name to an IP address. That's
You know what it's going to do? You could go to Google and you could type dot mobile and then fucking see all the sites.
Yippee.
Right? Great, isn't it?
How about we just have mobile dot whatever the site name is?
I don't know. You know why?
Because then they won't sell more domain registries.
Exactly. Like, you got to sell more. You got to make up different shit. Yeah, you're gonna have different fucking extensions, man, so people could buy more. You want them different?
Or, I don't know. How about we continue doing what we've been doing? VerizonWireless.com, AT&TWireless.com.
No, I don't mean like for mobile phones.
Oh.
Do you even listen, bro?
Nah.
A site optimized for your mobile device. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is totally different, and they should do it.
Well, in related news to this story, and related news to I might move to Sunnyvale, California, San Jose officials to announce free wireless internet in three areas. And this is in the San Jose Mercury News. Anybody who lives in that area knows about the Mercury News. And this guy actually could write. This is, I'm going to actually have to give his name, by John Fort. And for some reason, and I don't know why, he spells his last name with two T's. He just wanted an extra one there. I don't know. But anyway, John Fort's a good writer. Check this out. Everyone likes something for free. Wait, don't you, not there?
Yeah, of course.
Doug?
Yeah.
Well, he's right, because I do too. So everyone. Everyone likes something for free. And in the center of Silicon Valley, San Jose officials are betting that the free wireless internet is just the thing to lure techies downtown. What are they luring them there for? What? Like a dragnet or something?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to snipe them all.
Yeah, something. I don't know. But they want to lure them downtown for some reason. Out of where? Out of like their caves or some shit? San Jose intends to announce its plan today. And this was posted on Thursday, March 11th. So, yeah, they plan to announce it yesterday. It's not the first city where gadget-toting business people can surf the web for free using Wi-Fi, a popular way of using radio waves to connect laptops and handheld computers to the Internet. Grassroots organizations in Berkeley, San Francisco, New York, and many other cities have banded together to bring Wi-Fi to neighborhoods and parks. But because city workers have crafted this plan and gathered corporate sponsors, San Jose joins a short list of larger cities, including Long Beach and Milwaukee. Are those larger than Berkeley, San Francisco, and New York?
Dude, what's up with the fucking news tonight, man? Nothing makes sense anymore.
I think it's me, but I'm reading this, like, right off the page, man. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, large cities like Milwaukee and Kenosha that are backing Wi-Fi as a way to attract convention business and burnish a tech-savvy image. So that's another word that's never been used in the past 22 years in the written word, burnish. Add that to pernicious, and we got ourselves a fucking goddamn catastrophe. The idea itself received heavy support from San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez. Big shouts to him, by the way. The San Jose Convention and Visitors Bureau, the San Jose Downtown Association, and the San Jose Redevelopment Agency. They have a redevelopment agency? What happened? Was there like some bomb got set up there or something? It's like after Hiroshima or something. The San Jose Redevelopment Agency. They got to clear all those fucking bombed buildings. Well, I don't know what happened in San Jose, but if anyone knows, you can send us an email to 1111@d4radio.com. We are looking for this to help differentiate San Jose as it relates to the convention market. Well, hey, you know, we were going to have TronCon in San Jose, actually, because fucking Sebastopol and Santa Rosa were just, like, too small. Yeah, convention market said Daniel Fenton, chief executive of the San Jose Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're really trying to, in this phase, determine the need and the usage. We think that as much as we have a lot of confidence in that, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, whatever that means. In downtown San Jose, the network will cover three spaces where people often gather, Plaza de Cesar Chavez and Circle of Palms, which are within view of the Fairmont Hotel and Convention Center in San Pedro Square, an area whose restaurants and bars make it popular with lunchtime and evening crowds. Yeah, you would think that their restaurants make it popular with people eating. Anyway, Fenton said the city's partners have agreed. Well, they have partners now, like other cities. The city's partners have agreed to provide free services for a year, and then they will all meet to determine whether it's something they want to continue and expand, which means charge for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. San Jose's wireless move is bold, in part because there is no clear evidence that it will work. What are you talking about? What do you mean it won't
work?
What the fuck are they talking about, man? Apparently not, dude. There's no clear evidence that Wi-Fi works.
Yeah, there sure fucking is.
Well, according to fucking Sport with
what
two
D's. What they must be talking about is that maybe it won't lure people downtown so they can be sniped.
Oh, okay. It's not going to lure all the techies downtown. I'm sorry. I'm glad that you clarified that.
Wait, who the hell runs the city? Mayor Malvo? What the fuck is this guy's name?
John Fort with two T's. This is in the San Jose Mercury News. I really wish I could get through to the fucking person I know in San Jose. She'd tell me all about Plaza de Cesar Chavez. I think she works there.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, yeah. Big shouts to Cesar Chavez.
All right. Let's get back to the luring.
Okay, so Long Beach, 22 miles south of Los Angeles, launched one of the first city-supported free networks in January 2003 in hopes of changing its image from a place where Snoop Dogg lives to a port city on the decline to a tech hotspot of tomorrow. City of tomorrow, Long Beach. City workers there have a vague sense that the Wi-Fi push has been successful. What do you think? It's been going on for a year plus, and they have a vague sense that it's been successful.
Maybe that means they know what Wi-Fi is and where it is.
And the best is it says city workers there, not like city officials. The city workers could be anybody. That could be the guy driving the street sweeper. Any fucking way. But they can't measure success because the network is set up in such a way that they can't tell how many people are using it. Now, that's the end. That's the end of the show. I think we got to go.
That's fucking ridiculous.
How can you... What do they mean it's set up in such a way that they can't tell how many people are using it?
They apparently didn't get a networking guy to set this thing up, because it's real easy to fucking do.
Is that even possible to set it up without knowing how many people are using it?
Yeah, I guess. If they just blindly hook it up to fucking some T1 directly, then I don't know.
God. No wonder they're just asking city workers about it instead of city officials.
Well, see, this is what they mean when they say they don't know if it's going to work, because they don't even know what they're doing. They're just plugging shit in randomly and hoping that somebody's going to get online.
And they just don't, and even if they do, they don't know. Everybody and their mother could be using it, and they just wouldn't know. What a
That's a good way to set something up. You want to find out if it's going to be successful, and then you make sure that there's no way to track any of it.
This is so great. Like, the news today, this is awesome, man. This whole show is nothing but fucking news. This is like some sort of fucking, like, fake news or some shit, man.
So, wait, when they reconvene at the end of the year, what are they going to say? Well, we'd like to tell you if it's successful, but we have no fucking idea, so what do we do now?
I don't know, man.
I just want to go to San Jose and punch everybody.
I want to go to Plaza de Cesar Chavez, bro. That's what I want to do.
Oh, shit.
That's why you'd be punching everybody. But anyway, yeah. And here's the quote. After, and mind you, after in this article they just said they can't tell how many people are using it. Quote, it works fairly well, and no one's really complained about it. Said Chris Dalton. Said Chris Dalton, Community Information Specialist in the Long Beach Economic Development Bureau. Quote, restaurants are still saying, hey, you need to advertise it more so it will attract more people. So they set this up. They don't know how the fuck it works. They can't track how many people are using it. They don't even tell anyone about it. And they're saying it works fairly well. And then not only does it work fairly well, but nobody's complained about it. I think we should go to Long Beach and complain. It's like, I'm really sick of your Wi-Fi. I want you to take it down.
We should find out if there's a complaint number and just say that there's all kinds of problems that don't exist because they have no way to track it.
Yeah, right?
So they'll never know.
Jesus Christ. No one complained about it. That's good to know. Derek Wise, and I hope to God his name doesn't fucking somehow contradict what he is.
Oh, shit.
Derek Wise is the CEO of Global Netto Net Top Tax. He already did. NETOPTEX. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't speak. Global Net Optex.
Hyper Global MegaNet.
Yeah, right. This show sucks so bad, bro. It's like 20 minutes of us left. Oh, God. Yeah. So, yeah, Global Net Optex. The company that will manage San Jose's free Wi-Fi network.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. We have no idea who's using it, but nobody's
He said his company will be able to monitor usage daily. Well, holy shit, really? Great.
Wow, that'll be real hard. They'd need, like, a packet sniffer.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, his company, fucking Global Net Optex, apparently has the technology. They have the technology.
Hyper Global Megabit has a Linux box. Oh, wow.
All right, well, he said his company will be able to monitor usage daily, even gauge how much time each user spends online. Really? You could even do that?
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, man. The fucking interweb. I never understand it. Okay, his network tools will identify machines with a number, he said. What, as opposed to naming all of them?
Dude, what else would they be fucking identified by?
I don't know.
Colors?
A color,
flashing
yeah.
Light? Songs? What the hell's going on here?
Right, so, yeah, he has some network tools that will identify these machines with a number. But he will not collect any personal information. Well, I sure should hope not. Because who knows what's bound to happen after that if he does.
God.
Now, Cisco Systems donated $7,000 in Wi-Fi equipment. Well, thanks. Big shouts to Cisco Systems. And Global Net Optex said it is donating more than $28,000 worth of internet services to provide a connection that the company said can reach speeds of 5 megabits per second. Well, that ain't fucking shabby, man.
Yeah, dude, my fucking cable modem does better than that. They got to work on that.
Well, hey, fucking 5 megabits per second, about 3 times faster than most high-speed home connections.
Yeah, well.
Okay. And this is the best. There is anecdotal evidence that free Wi-Fi can be a draw for the young and the technically savvy. There's no hard evidence, but there's anecdotal evidence, apparently.
And that's all that matters.
A crowd that many believe is key to revitalizing downtowns. All right, okay, so the young and the technically savvy are key to revitalizing fucking bombed-out cities like San Jose.
And people just want to go downtown so that they can browse the web.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I bet. Wi-Fi aficionados rave about the free access in Manhattan's Bryant Park and Portland, Oregon's Pioneer Courthouse Square. I don't know, Nathir, are you a Wi-Fi aficionado?
No.
Okay, so you're not going to be doing any raving about the free access down in Bryant Park?
No, not really. I don't even know what my wireless card is. I could care less.
God. Okay. Those tales, it's anecdotal evidence, now it's tales. Like, this is like fucking some made up, this is like UFOs are coming, landing on the lawn.
Goddamn mythology with Edith Hamilton.
Yeah, this mythology and others have led Philadelphia's mayor to announce plans to rig that city. Well, what a technical term there. He's in a rig love park. Historically a skateboarder hangout. Historically.
We're going to jerry-rig it so we can't monitor it.
Dude, it's historically a skateboarder hangout. As like,
yeah, from like the 1600s.
Dating back to fucking...
There's cave paintings of fucking skateboards.
Dude, and from now on, this is my promise to the listeners of Default Radio. From now on, I'm going to read the articles that I get before the show.
No way, dude. That ruins them completely.
Yeah, you know.
Can't tear them to pieces.
Dude, what did I say before we started doing this show? I said
we're going to tear them to pieces as you read them. Exactly.
I told you I didn't read them, and, you know, my expectations were just like, my expectations weren't this high for being able to tear this shit apart. So, yeah, fucking Philadelphia's mayor, who this author decides not to tell me who it is. He's announcing plans to rig Love Park, which is historically a skateboarder hangout, with Wi-Fi. So we all know skateboarders and their fucking laptops. Yep.
Yeah, what are you going to do while you're skateboarding with a laptop?
I don't know. Fucking, who fucking knows, man? But it's historically a skateboarder hangout. Dating back to prehistoric times.
Yeah, they're carbon dating fucking skateboarder phones.
God. Forrester research analyst Charles Galvin said public Wi-Fi might work to attract people to certain locations, but it's unlikely to become a business in itself since consumers won't be willing to pay. Wow, one guy with half a fucking brain. It's like, yeah, this will work, but it isn't going to make money.
Well, they said they're giving it away for free, so it's kind of obvious, don't you think?
Well, he's in the future, I guess he means. He means, well, a business in itself.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Which, you know,
it sounds like everybody's just saying the same shit over and over again. It's like, this will bring people somewhere. All right, guys, we fucking got it the first time.
Yeah, right.
Other people said it.
Also, not everyone thinks free Wi-Fi will work in the long run. No, we're just going to decide, I'm sick of this free shit. Charge me for it. I'm going to not use it anymore. Several companies base their business on providing travelers with secure, reliable access to their corporate data and charging a subscription fee for the service.
Yeah, well, that's too bad for them.
Yep, exactly. Here's a quote. Free public service hotspots will be short-lived, said John Russo, vice president of marketing at iPass, a Redwood Shores remote access provider that probably fucking charges, which is why he's saying it's going to be short-lived. Quote.
Now, explain to me what they do to make their shit secure.
Nothing. They monitor it. They see how many people are using it.
Dude, it's probably the same shit. It's probably fucking straight up 802.11b,
yep.
The VPN, so all your shit's encrypted. But people can do that on a free hotspot. What's the problem?
I know.
Maybe he'll tell us right now.
Well, let's see. Quote, as users become accustomed to this service, they will demand a higher level of quality from these networks. Okay. Free public service hotspot providers won't be able to make the necessary investments. Well, I guess not, John. So, this all, mind you, coming from some guy who charges for Wi-Fi.
Right.
Okay. Bonnie Ray is a partner in Sonoma Chicken Coop, a downtown restaurant. Would you eat at a place called Sonoma Chicken Coop?
Probably not.
Me neither. Well, it's a downtown restaurant whose patio will sit within the Wi-Fi signal. She said that though she has a 4-year-old laptop, she hasn't taken out of the box. The free service should be good for business. So,
Okay.
It's good to know she's not, that she just, like, is deciding to admit her own fucking stupidity to this reporter.
You know, I was watching tech TV the other day, and apparently there's this website service now where you can, like, I don't know, sell your wireless connection from your own internet so people can, or a freedom to be in your neighborhood and use your internet.
Really?
And what it is, it's some sort of, like, site, it's like Linspot or something, and it has, like, the Tux logo. But here's the thing that gets me. Why is it that it's only available for people from that have a Macintosh? And here they are using a Linux logo, a Tux logo, you know, that has nothing to do with Linux. Maybe BSD, but not Linux.
BSD is fine.
I mean, anyone can go on anyone's service. They have to pay to use their internet. But, you know, the person that hosts their internet must have a Macintosh.
Have to have a Mac?
Yeah.
Craziness. I'd like to read some more from this Bonnie Ray, because she looks to be like a very interesting woman. Here's her quote. Gosh, what's next? I'm sure it's very beneficial, Ray said. If they come in on their lunch hour, they can sit down and plug in to the wireless network.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I guess it encourages people to sit and buy a dessert. Maybe another glass of wine. Well, basically the moral of this little article is go to San Jose and plug into their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, people won't be buying desserts because they'll be spending all their time trying to figure out where to plug into the Wi-Fi.
Oh, God. I'm gonna go there. Dude, let's go to San Jose, like, next week. I want to go to fucking Sonoma Chicken Coop. We're going to sit down on their patio, and when this Bonnie Ray bitch shows up, pull the laptop out and be like, hey, where do I plug in? I don't know.
Oh,
somewhere. Well, this is the most important part of this article. This is the most important part of this article. If you found any of this fucking article to be completely idiotic and ridiculous, you can contact the author, John Fort. That's the French spelling of John, J-O-N. Fort, with two T's, I don't know what the extra T is for, at JFORTT@mercurynews.com, or call him up at 408-278-3489. That number once again, 408-278-3489. And tell him what you think of his article. And also tell him about Default Radio and how spent fucking 45 minutes reading the whole fucking thing, laughing at him and the people he interviewed.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, that's from the Mercury News. And if you want to check it out, I don't know the whole URL, but it's somewhere on mercurynews.com. Jesus Christ. How long have we been going with this fucking show, man?
Oh, a little bit over an hour now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know. Dude, I'm at, like, a loss for words. I really am. I figured I'd go get some interesting articles, you know, have some content for the show for a change, and all it is one big fucking joke.
It's hilarious, though.
This is just fucking... It's really... I have no faith in humanity at all.
Not after this show, I don't. Shit.
How
I had a little bit. It's all gone.
No, it's gone. I didn't even have a little bit. I had like a minute amount. But even that little tiny speck that I had, it's just fucking out the window. All because of John Fort, 408-278-3489. Let's fucking call him. Hold on.
Yeah, what time is it in San Jose?
that's going to be the thing now. The jokes about plugging in your wireless stuff.
Time is about Cali.
Hi, you've reached John Fort, personal technology reporter at the San Jose Mercury News. I'm away from my desk. At the sound of the tone, please leave a detailed message, including your name and any phone numbers or email addresses where I might reach you. If you are calling to pitch a story, please don't leave a voicemail message. I'll be able to get back to you most quickly if you instead email me at jfortt@sjmercury.com. If you need to speak to a live person, please press 0 and then the pound sign. Your call will be answered during our normal business hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Thanks and take care.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ford. My name is Prescott Peterson, and I do an internet radio show called Default Radio. And we actually read your article in today's Mercury News, which would be Thursday, March 11th, San Jose officials to announce free wireless internet in three areas. And I must say that it was very enjoyable. It was a great article, and if you want, you can contact me at decoder@defaultradio.com. So thank you for your time. See you later. It's going to be awesome. Let me get an email from him.
Oh, so I have a voicemail too, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should have left the voicemail. Yeah, stupid.
484-333-2858.
No, I couldn't. I didn't want to break out laughing because I want correspondence from this guy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. John Ford.
Was that a cell phone or?
No, that's his office at the fucking San Jose Mercury News, you goddamn idiot.
Well, a lot of people I know, just like my mom, like, their cell phone voicemails, I'm sorry, I'm not available at the office right now.
Oh, maybe it was a cell phone. I don't know. Look up that exchange, Doug, 408-278.
Maybe he has a cell phone plugged in to an answering machine.
Yeah, perhaps. He could have shit forwarded. You never know. Now, that sounded like a ring, like on a PBX, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Fort's got to be on the next show.
Oh, he's going to be. He's going to be on, baby. We're going to get him on. So they you heard him, John Ford.
Hey, Coder, check this out.
Yeah.
Surfing on the internet and looking at some other news, and I found this interesting. We all know Swiss Army knives have a lot of crap in them.
Toothpick, a pair of scissors that doesn't work.
No, they got, like, you know, the fucking, there's always flashlights, fucking, you
corkscrew,
forks, spoons, you know, all this shit.
What's in that Swiss Army knife, a wireless card?
No, close though. Apparently, a new USB Swiss Army knife is coming out.
There's a USB Swiss Army knife?
Yes, apparently it has the standard scissors, the knife, and the toothpick, and the finger filer or screwdriver, whatever the hell it is, a very standard one. But it also has a USB memory key that you can pull out and plug it into your computer to back up data and whatnot.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, because, you know, a USB memory card, so they now have them on Swiss Army knives now. So you got your knives, and you got your data right with you.
Is that a real Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, it's this is a UK site. It was bound to happen, given that you can buy a VicTorrent Swiss Army knife with just about every gadget known to man, from horsehoof fowl to a Hubble Space Telescope, lens, polisher. It's no real surprise that the company in association with a flash memory outfit.
Wait, Swiss Army knives come with Hubble Space Telescopes now?
I guess so.
Is that what they just said?
Yeah.
Stop reading that. No. There's something happened today in the news. I don't know if there's like a full moon or if the pole shifted or something, but the article you're reading just said that Swiss Army knives come with Hubble Space Telescopes.
Yeah, Hubble Space Telescopes.
Stop reading. That's it. This is the end of default radio.
No. Hubble Space Telescope lens polisher, not the actual telescope.
Oh. Okay.
The lens polisher.
Oh, well, you know how useful that is.
I don't know why that'd be on the Swiss Army knife, but... So now they're offering cutting tools plus the USB memory flash stick.
All right, so yeah, pick up your Hubble Space Telescope Swiss Army knife. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Do we have voicemail, Doug? Oh, wait. I forgot. There's one other fucking topic. And you know what? You know what I'm going to do to save everyone, like, a lot of headache? I'm not going to read this article. We're just going to talk about it.
Well,
cable internet phones. Let's talk about it.
What about them?
Let's talk.
Go for it.
No, you talk about it.
It's elite.
You have
$35 bucks a month.
$35 a month for the Optimum Voice, and that's, you have to have the package of, like, the TV and internet?
Yeah, here's the thing. You have to have Optimum Online to get Optimum Voice, which is, you know, the cable internet package. But if you want to add a second line, you need a second cable modem.
Well, that's
but
understandable.
With the second cable modem, you need to get a second Optimum Online subscription. And if you want Optimum Voice, then you have to subscribe to Optimum Voice twice, too. You can't just get Optimum Voice on a cable modem without internet service, which is completely stupid. Because if I want to add a line, now it's going to cost me as much as it would cost me to get another Verizon line.
Well, why would you want two fucking Optimum Online fucking phones?
If they were $35 a month, I would want them.
I don't know.
Otherwise, no.
Maybe I should read this article. It might not be as stupid. because this was in Wired, actually.
Well,
I don't know if it was in the magazine. It was on the site.
And it's about cable modem service?
Yeah. So the name of the article is by a guy named Michael Stroud, and it's called Cable Guy Whooping Phone Guy. It's a great title. Ma Bell, take note. Yo, who just joined? Hello?
Oh!
Who the fuck is that?
It's Majestic.
Majestic, why are you on default radio?
Oh, shit, I didn't know you guys were recording, shit.
Oh, while you're here, Majestic, before I do the story, while you're here, Majestic, do you have any words for the DDP now that you're fuck-nutted?
Oh, Majestic's never fuck-nutted. I can still get on there.
God damn it, you just don't want to fucking say anything.
Yeah, never mind, Majestic, you're cut off the show, go away.
No, what do you want to know? What do you want to know? I'll give you an exclusive.
Yeah, we want the exclusive. What do you feel? We want Majestic's words.
Hey,
since you can't post.
Exclusive and Majestic's words? Well, shit, let's see. Yellog, you're a fucking bitch. Don't let me ever find you in, like, a dark alley or something, you know, I'll kill you. Minions, yeah, fuck you too. You two are gay lovers. Thanks, whatever. You know, you got something coming, but... who knows?
Well, there's the words from Majestic.
Harsh words.
Harsh words from Majestic.
Wait. Who is that talking?
You should really talk to my... You should talk to my counterpart.
Who's your counterpart?
Yeah, no.
Who's your counterpart? That's what I want to know. Me, I guess.
No, you were banned from the show.
Sorry. We're gonna stop recording.
Why, bro?
All right, fine.
Why would you want to stop recording? This is what a radio show is for.
It seems that Majestic and Lucky 225 have formed some sort of unholy alliance.
That I didn't even know about.
That what?
That I didn't even know about, apparently, until I became his counterpart.
Yeah, I just, you know, I had to throw him in there somehow to get him to fucking start talking.
But I mentioned you, like, just a second ago.
Lucky involved in some sabotage on my show.
Sabotage?
You know
Dude,
what this means, right?
To come.
This is the same thing as Majestic registering a new name on the Binred Forums, which got him banned. Lucky, you are banned for life from the show.
Owned.
You know why?
So I bid you adieu.
Right,
I bid you adieu.
You know why they're on this bridge list right now? Because they're going to record their own show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me and Majestic, we're going to do Untitled, but then Bridge with a News.
Yeah, this is the premiere episode of
That's Your Radio.
Yes, this is Untitled 1.1.
Well, can you get the fuck off the bridge so we can just finish the goddamn show?
All right, well, I guess that's it for Untitled 1.1. Check in next week.
No title, no show. Untitled 1.1 is now over.
That's just dudes. Back to the real show.
That's going
to
be edited. Anyway, where the hell were we?
You were about to say, everything is always untitled.
Fuck. Oh, that's too fucking funny. Well, there you go. Majestic and Lucky 225, the Unholy Alliance. I guess you have just listened to Untitled episode 1.1. And yeah, they're out of here. Now back to default.
You should clip that out and save it up on the site as Untitled 1.1. Definitely.
That's Untitled 1.1. And that's it, man. That's all she wrote for it, because there is going to be no 1.2. Those guys are going down.
What was that all about? It was fucking Stanky. You got something coming to you.
I don't know, but you know what? It's just too funny, so it's all staying in.
Whatever.
All right. Yeah. So where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah. Ma Bell, take note. The cable industry is gunning for your phone business. Long an insignificant source of revenue for cable operators. Cable telephones, phones hooked up to cable lines, are becoming big business for cable companies. Comcast Communications, and my favorite, my personal favorite, Cox Communications, have quietly climbed to the top of rungs of telephone providers, helping the cable industry capture about $900 million in telephone revenue in the United States in 2003, or about 2.5 million residential customers, according to MRG, a digital media research firm. It projects cable operators could capture $8.1 billion in U.S. revenue, or 22 million subscribers, by 2007, or roughly 10% of the U.S. residential telephone market. Which isn't bad, I don't think. Here you go. Here's a quote for you. If the cable guys act fast enough, they have an opportunity to eat the telco's lunch, says Gary Schultz, MRG president and principal analyst. I'm sure it took a lot of analyzing to come up with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Monday afternoon, hundreds of cable executives crammed into a conference room to hear Comcast, Cox, and Time Warner executives talk about their plans for telephone domination. Domination, baby.
I'm pretty sure they can't dominate the phone network.
Yeah, I doubt it. But
the other phone if the phone company disappears, there is no phone network.
That's it. So that's their domination that they're talking about, though. They're a bunch of idiots. Here's another quote for you. As we're draining lines out of the telephone company's business, they're getting nervous, said Scott Hightower, Cox's vice president for voice and data product development. Speaking at the Cable and Telecommunications Association for Marketing annual digital and broadband marketing conference in Los Angeles. Let's go to that next year, bro.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the Cable and Telecommunications Association for Marketing annual digital and broadband marketing conference?
Does that spell something cool like Tan Sam?
I don't know. Let's see. C-T-A-M-A-D. C-T-A-MAD. BMC. Yeah, doesn't spell anything good. That sucks. But I don't know, everybody. You'll see me next year at the Cable and Telecommunications Association for Marketing's annual digital and broadband marketing conference. You'll see me there with bells on.
It just rolls right.
Oh yeah, it does, bro. If you want to sign up or be a speaker at that, go to Cable and Telecommunications Association for Marketing's annual digital and broadband marketing conference.com.
No forward slash CGI forward slash something else.
Forward slash index.html. In a tiny URL that it doesn't even have a forward slash.
Sendurl.com/A.
Yeah, right. From humble beginnings in 1998, Cox's telephone service now reaches 1 million U.S. residential customers and 30% to 40% of its subscriber base. Who's subscribed? You mean their telephone service? Oh, okay, never mind. 30 to 40%, I guess, of Cox's fucking customers use the telephone service. In core markets, like California's Orange County and Omaha, Nebraska.
What the fuck? How the fuck do they find these matches?
I'm going to go fucking... Jesus Christ. This is the third time I'm going to say I'm going to kill myself on this fucking episode. Well, apparently, and I was unaware of this. Did you know about this, Not Theory?
What?
Did you know about this, Doug?
No.
That Omaha, Nebraska is a core market for Cox Communications?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it's all about Omaha, baby.
That's along with such giants as Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Sandusky Laboratories, man. They bring in a lot of fucking revenue.
Jesus.
Sandusky, Ohio. Don't forget about Billings, Montana.
Although I have to say, in Sandusky, Ohio, Cedar Point Amusement Park, hot shit.
You've been to Ohio?
Yeah, man.
It's a horrible place. Anyway, no, I shouldn't say that. I just had to drive.
I don't like it. I don't live there.
I had to drive through on the fucking the Interstate 80 where you have to pay to go through their state and shit. I don't like that at all. It's like New Jersey.
Ugh.
I don't like any state with a turnpike. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, to attract customers, cable companies are bundling services, giving consumers a price break when they buy cable TV, cable modem, and phone service. Time Warner, for example, charges $40 for combined local and long-distance phone service when consumers buy it as part of a bundle, and $10 more a month if they don't. What, if they don't buy it at all, they get charged $50 a month? For nothing?
Wait, Time Warner. Yeah, I guess then you can get...
Oh, just Time Warner phone for $50 a month?
Yeah.
No shit. Well, guess who uses Time Warner cable? Oh, no, they don't. They use Cablevision. Do you know who? Not there?
Nope, no idea.
The County of Westchester.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, we use Cablevision and it sucks.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, all their fucking officials and shit, all those phones, Cablevision switch. That's all on the Cablevision switch. They're using it. Anyway. Where was I? That compares favorably with similar phone service packages offered by Verizon Communications and SBC Communications, costing about $60 and $49, respectively, said Jerry Campbell, Senior Vice President of Operations at Time Warner Cable Voice Services. Convenience is as important as cost. Well, you know what? That's true. Most of our customers want a single bill, internet, TV, and video, Campbell said. What?
No, that's not true at all. I want the fucking cheapest shit possible. I don't care if they send me 9,000 bills a month.
Yeah, but what did this guy just say?
Wait a minute. Internet, TV, and video?
That's what he said. That's the quote.
Oh, yeah, I must have not watched TV for a while, because last time I checked, I thought television was video.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
no, not modern TV, not nowadays. It's all changed.
Well, yeah, right? Well, that's our quote of the day from out of all the dumb shit we fucking said today. That might have to be the quote of the day right there from Jerry Campbell. Not the most stupid thing said today, but this guy is the Senior Vice President of Operations for Time Warner Cable Voice Services. Okay?
And he didn't know that TV is video.
This is the quote of the day. Most of our customers want a single bill. Internet, TV, and video. Do you get a bill for video? I don't.
Well, dude, that's why you can cover your kids' ears and they won't see Janet Jackson's tit, because TV's not video.
Oh, fuck, it all comes together at the end.
See?
Oh, my God. All this three-hour-long fucking episode of laughing, just that makes it all worth it.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm going to try to continue on. I'm going to try to go on here. Cable companies are beginning to deploy new telephone services based on voice over IP technologies, or VoIP, that could make their products even more competitive. Like the low-cost phone calls hundreds of thousands of consumers already make over the Internet, or already attempt to make over the Internet, with varying success rate. Which is my fucking little quote there. Capable VoIP technology translates voice into a digital data stream. Gee, thanks for explaining that to me.
Yeah, we never know.
I didn't know that. I just thought like it was like the Flintstones, that there was like a fucking, some sort of bird with a big beak fucking doing something.
No, I thought it was special analog TCP packets.
Do they have those? Anyway. But cables, dedicated pipes, upgraded to broadband at a cost of more than $80 billion over the last decade, make for much higher quality rather than what? Sending it over fucking strings? Make for much higher quality and more reliable voice transmission than often sketchy internet connections. Those pipes give cable companies a potential advantage in the voice market over telephone companies because telcos have been slow to upgrade their traditional circuit switch telephone systems. I don't know, like my 85-year-old fucking lines that come into my building. Which rely on huge switches to route phone calls over dedicated copper wires to consumers. Yeah, which actually fucking works 100% of the time.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Oh, it doesn't work 100% of the time? It always works.
No.
No matter what.
Not sure.
High-speed cable lines can carry voice, video, there's that video again, and data in one pipe. Cable companies are used to pounding Ma Bell. Wow, that's really fucking sexual right there.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
Damn, man. You know what, not theory?
What?
I think that Cox Communications is out there pounding Ma Bell.
Cox pounds Ma Bell. That should be the title of some article somewhere.
That should be the title of fucking this article.
Yeah, maybe that, no, that should be the title of the whole show.
That's it. That's today's show. Cockstown's Ma Bell. Consumers, yeah, you know what we need? That's actually it. Not theory? You've contributed something great to the show on your first episode as official co-host. Naming of the episodes. It's not just an episode number anymore. It's we have to have a name of it. And this week it's Cockstown's Ma Bell.
Oh, shit.
All right. And they're used to it. They're used to pounding Ma Bell. They've been doing it for fucking a long time. Every which way, but loose. Consumers have flocked to high-speed cable modem in recent years, shrinking phone companies' customer base for dial-up and DSL connections. Of course, the telcos aren't just going to go quietly. They're upgrading their own communications pipes, and they're launching their own bundling campaigns, combining residential service, DSL, and in many cases, mobile service. Yeah, Verizon does that. They have, you know, the residential DSL and your Verizon Wireless all slapped onto one bill.
And it's like $9,000 a month?
No, it's fucking like $8,400 a month. Don't try to overinflate these prices. But you get unlimited nights and weekends and stuff with your cell phone and shit.
And you get like 50 anytime minutes?
Yeah, like I think like 5 anytime minutes. Well, at least they're not like singular, where it's not even unlimited nights and weekends. It's just unlimited weekends and not nights.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. SBC, no, that's not singular. T-Mobile does that. I'm sorry. Sorry for the error right there. I must correct that. T-Mobile is the one that has just unlimited weekends, and they just say, screw you on your nights.
No, are you sure about that?
Positive.
They had a
positive.
I was pretty sure that they advertised both nights and weekends and three-day weekend.
So I don't know. Well, maybe they're doing something new now, because as far as I know, they don't count nights.
Well,
somebody could send some email, which we never fucking get. To, like, you know, 1111 at defaultradio.com or any one of the other random email addresses. Anyway, SBC upped the ante further last week when it announced a deal to bundle EchoStar Communications Dish Network satellite TV services with SBC's voice, wireless, and broadband offerings. So all they're doing is putting that on your bill? Okay, great. The two companies also plan to create set-top boxes they claim will combine features of satellite TV, digital video recording, broadband, home networking, and telecommunication service. Well, that sounds like pretty hot shit right there. As Tom Nagel, Comcast Vice President for Business Development, acknowledged, and I'm not even going to read this, I'm closing my eyes. I hope he says something dumb. I really do. He's probably not going to, though. As Tom Nagel, Comcast Vice President for Business Development, acknowledged, quote, these competitors have very deep pockets and are increasingly getting more agitated.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not that bad. Well,
here's T-Mobile.
What do you mean, where? Where's T-Mobile?
Not on the phone. They have a basic plan, which is $9.99 a month, which is only 60 minutes. Weeknight, not available. Weekend minutes, 500 minutes of weekend minutes.
Okay, well, I'm talking about unlimited.
One. Yeah, here's the Get More plan, which is $39.99 a month. You get 600 minutes, unlimited nights, and weekends minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I was...
It looks like all their plans, except for the very, like the very first two, offer unlimited nights and weekends.
Well, I'm sorry, this mental picture that I'm trying to fucking, you know, create my head of Cox pounding Ma Bell is just, like, clouding my fucking thoughts here.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, we read a bunch of fucking dumb articles. And from now on, I'm going to read them, like I said before. I'm going to read them before we do the show. Maybe I'm going to try to get better ones.
Nah, that's going to ruin it, dude, because then we can't rip on them the whole time.
Oh, God, man. Do we even have time to make any calls? Do you even want to call anybody? We called what's-his-name. We called John Fort. And I was really,
we've been going an hour and, like, 50 minutes.
Man, do we got time to make calls or what?
If you want to make this a two-hour show, then okay.
I don't know. Does anybody have anything to call? Because you know what? I just fucking turn my computer off because I'm sick of looking at it. I'm just disgusted right now. So I don't have any numbers.
Yeah, I don't have anything to call either.
Well, I don't know. I was scanning something yesterday. Maybe let me just open up that text file. I don't know if there was anything good in it, but not there. I was scanning the Far Rockaway switch out there in Far Rockaway, Queens.
Cool.
And there was some good shit on there. Well, you know, I'm just going to call it the verification. so people can get familiar with the Far Rockaway switch here. Hold on a second. This is 718-337-9901. Hold on.
Fucking Lucky's messaging me. Hey, Paul, it's 16.5.
Yeah, the Far Rockaway switch rings a few times.
Congratulations, you have reached the 5ESS switch in Far Rockaway, Queens, serving codes in 718-327-471-868 and 337 in 516-239 and 371.
Oh, there you go. So, what did I want to call him? There'll be something good on here. What happened?
Decoder, look, Lucky's messaging me, right? And he's all, dude, I'm 16.5 and forgot to put the Sprint recording in the beginning of the show. And he's all laughing. And I'm like, you're in retard, man. Listen to the actual opening of the show. Like, don't skip the music.
What an idiot.
And he's like, well, here. So he's going to re-listen to it.
What a moron. Anyway, are there any good error messages on here? I found a lot of good shit. Anybody have anything to call?
No.
Here, I'll comment here. This is a this is 718-337-9919.
Hold on. To complete your call, please dial 0, plus the area code, plus a 7-digit number, for all operator-assisted or calling card calls. This includes calls within your area code. Thank you for using Verizon.
All right, so some more bullshit. There you go, whatever. That's the 5E at in Far Rockaway, Queens.
Hmm.
I don't... Yeah, Far Rock. Go and look at it on MapQuest or something. Anybody who's not familiar with New York, it's some stupid little island. Don't ever go there. It's a pretty rough area. It is, man.
Fear.
Far Rock. Oh, my God. What a fucking goddamn catastrophe this show is.
You know, Dakota, I actually found a weird number the other day. I don't even remember the number. Oh, I remember the number. What it is when you call it, it just plays like a weird tone, right? And it's just, you stay on the line, but once in a while you hear like noise in the background. And it responds to like 5 or 6 of DTMF and it plays like little more data noises and shit.
That's pretty
cool. No idea what it is.
Yeah, you never know what those things are. Doug.
Yeah.
Call the voicemail.
Okay.
Jesus, man. We've been going a long time.
Yeah, man. 2 hours now?
Jesus. Whatever. Off of like 3 articles that I had. Don't have any time to do anything else.
What's that?
We don't even have any time to do anything else now.
Yeah, so what? We'll save it for next week.
Saved message Thursday, 7:45 p.m.
Hey, guys. This is Seth Tesla. Just calling to say hi and, I'm wondering what's the deal with no more Lucky 225 on Default Radio. I listened to 6.5 today, the special app, and I was expecting to hear some information of why that was, but no clues. So maybe you guys can break it during the live up tomorrow. Later, guys.
All right. Well, did we explain why Lucky's not here? I don't even know. Big shout to Seth.
Not really.
Yeah, he's not here because we hate him. And him and Majestic are going to start their own show that everybody's going to hate. So big shouts to fucking Cessna. You know what I got to say here at the end of the show? Because I think we're about to wrap it up. I want people to send us fucking email. God damn it. Send us email. Tell us the show sucks. Tell us it's fucking good. Tell us what to get rid of. You know what I'm saying?
We got rid of Lucky, so we did you guys a favor.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, just send us email. If you want Lucky back, send an email saying so. If you think Lucky's an idiot, send us an email saying so. We want fucking feedback. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, the default mailbox is 1111, the numbers, the number, you know, 41s, at defaultradio.com, or me, send it straight to me if it's anything real good.
decoder at defaultradio.com. Well, you know, of course, Doug and Not Theory both got their own defaultradio.coms too, so send us fucking
emails. Don't forget Nikki Hilton's cell phone number.
Yeah, and if you want an at defaultradio.com fucking email address, send us some good shit, you know? Nikki Hilton, I want her number. Send it. Get it and send it. Because, you know, seriously, I'm about to just do it myself. And then nobody's going to get it at defaultradio.com. It's going to be fucking me, Doug, Not Theory, and Tron. And that's it. So you better get on the ball with this shit. And the other thing is, of course, you know, of course, fucking leave us voicemail and call the intro line. You know what I'm saying? You want to introduce Default Radio? Call the intro line.
Just like G.I. Joe on this episode.
Yeah, exactly. Just like G.I. Joe. Just do it. Call the intro line. Fucking say who you are. You know, just say some dumb shit. You're listening to Default Radio. It sucks. Say something. You know? So, I don't know. Fucking Not Theory. You got any shouts?
Oh, man. I want to shout out John Fort.
Yeah, big, big, huge shouts to John Fort. He's a man.
And aside from him, Joseph Pitts. The Republican from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Joey Pitts, Republican from Pennsylvania. He listens.
And
he's out there.
And who was the guy who messed up the quote? TV and video?
I closed that. He was the president of... here, hold up a second. I'll get it for you, because he deserves shouts. I don't know if it was the author that fucked it up or the actual guy, but the author, in case you wanted to know, was Michael Stroud, who apparently writes for Wired. And the actual dude who might have made this idiotic quote, I'm not quite sure who fucked it up, was, damn it, where's his name? Jerry Campbell, the Senior Vice President of Operations for Time Warner Cable Voice Services.
There you go. Shouts to him. Shouts to the guy who runs fucking Hyperglobal MegaNet, who has the Untraceable Network in San Jose.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah,
I love him,
man. He's the fucking king. Let me think. I don't know. I think that's about it.
Right, Doug, you got any shouts?
Yeah, most definitely big shouts to Wudahow and Stink Dog for, of course, CDC Hack Radio.
Yeah, of course.
Big shouts, of course, to Nick84 for the notes and the website. And, big shouts to Dakota and Natu for an entertaining show.
Big shouts to Cesar Chavez, too, right?
Oh, dude, you stole my shouts, you bitch. Oh,
big shouts,
yeah, bitch.
Oh, fuck you, you stole my shouts. Well, my shouts, god damn it. You ruined it, bro, you ruined it.
Big shouts to my wireless cell
phone. Not Theory? Wait. No, this is an important default announcement. Not Theory. You're fired.
Yes.
Well, my shouts this week go to ex-co-host Lucky225, ex-Digital Doghouse Forum member Majestic, ex-new co-host Not Theory, and a big, huge shout to Cesar Chavez. You ruined it, man. It just didn't have the fucking... it doesn't do it for me now.
I take my shouts to
Cesar Chavez back because, you know what, it just doesn't do it for me anymore now. Oh, man.
So who's our co-host now?
Who's our co-host now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not there. You know anyone?
Nah, sorry.
Shit. Fuck. We need to...
Oh, maybe Yellog. Huh?
All right, yeah, that guy who's, oh, I shouldn't say that on the show. Never mind. Maybe Yellog or Yellow G is the way I think he pronounces it. I think. But then again, I can be wrong. So Yellog, if you listen, which you don't, send us an email and tell us how you pronounce your name. Or we're just going to call you Yellog. But I think it's Yellow G. As in like an OG, like an original gangster, and he likes to yell. That's
You're fired.
He's the leadiest. I'm fired?
Yep, you're fired.
Nah, you can't fire me because I already fired you.
Oh.
You're not part of the show. You have no firing capability.
You're fired.
No, yes. Doug, you can't fire me either because, you know. Oh, shit, maybe you can. Fuck.
You know who I'm going to get to call us the show? White Sword.
Go for it.
Yeah, probably not. Actually, not there. You're rehired.
Okay.
I can only because I can't think of anyone else.
Oh, I feel so special now.
So you're hanging by a string here, baby. Hanging by a string.
I'm officially rehired, though, huh?
You're officially fired. Rehired.
You're fired.
Although, wait, no, before you say that, because I didn't hear it, my ears were covered. But you're officially rehired with the one exception that you have no firing power.
Well, your ears were covered. That means you can't see Janet Jackson's tits.
I know. That's the fucked up thing. I cover my ears, and then all of a sudden, fucking tits are just, like, not there. Well, damn it.
Shit.
But, yeah, you know what? That's it. We got to get the fuck out of here. This is going on way too long. So, of course, yeah, shouts to Stank Dog, shouts to Voodoo Howl, Nick84 for hooking it up. Shouts to fucking Not Theory for being the new co-host. We'll see if he's here next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
And you know what? Everything, each and every little tiny thing is always on default. And you know what you could do with that? You could plug it into the wireless network and hack yourself up a storm.
I was gonna say that.
Later.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how.